Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to episode 95 of the Player Player Podcast. Before we get started, I want to give a big thank you to the both old and new additions to our crew tuning in to listen to us do what we do. What's that?
Talk about video games.
Talk about video games. Every Thursday of every week, we gather around the virtual water cooler to discuss video games and the culture surrounding them. I'm your host, Joseph, the Hoop Man Hooper, along with my co-host, the Mass Marauder, Arsene Lakpa.
See, we're going to have to go ahead and save the day, you see? If you guys don't already know, I'm the Mass Marauder, and what I'm going to need from you guys is your credit card number, the wacky 3 digits on the back, and the expiration. It's so that way I can buy more gear, so I can stop more crime. Thank you, folks, and have a good day.
I didn't know where you were going with that one.
Bro, I couldn't think of a Mass Marauder. I should have just gone for, like, Batman or something, but
I just said mass, you know, because we got to stay mass. Got to stay healthy out there. Got to keep your mask on. Mask off. No, shut the hell up, future. Mask on, you know what
come
I mean?
On, future.
Speaking of, man, Corona update. How's life in the house?
You know, on this
like
nice little
week four or whatever the fuck in a row.
Week four of coronacation. Nothing crazy happening. Still getting the Instacart deliveries. This weekend was Angelique's birthday, so you know we celebrated. Made her a little bit of a little steak dinner, steak, mashed potatoes, green beans. You know, the classic, the quintessential steak dinner. The works, basically. So that was pretty good. Then the day after that, her parents rolled up. They were like, yeah, we coming. And then Angelique was like, oh, all right, I guess so. Yeah, we got stuff for you. And she was like, all right, bet. So they come up, they bring a little ninja blender, because they're like, yeah, we got a second one at home already, so y'all can have our old one. And I'm like, what?
First of all,
I'm fine with the hand-me-downs, but why you got two ninja blenders? Bro, that's the first question. Like, in what, like, I don't know what they were up to.
Also, need two blenders, you're right.
Exactly. A quesadilla maker. I mean, which is kind of...
Oh, what is that? Ain't that just a grill?
It's basically like a... It looks like a waffle maker, but it's for quesadillas. But I'm like, can't we just use the... We just make our quesadillas in the pan. So, like, I don't know.
I should have got you the George Foreman.
That would have been... Whew. That's too much to ask for, bro. We got to get that
too
on
much.
Our own. That's like an amazing gift. That's a wedding gift right there.
Dang. Oh, a George Foreman? It can't be that much.
Oh no, I know it's not that much. I'm just saying the quality, what the meaning behind it.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they probably like $100, $200. It's probably
$100.
Yeah, nothing crazy.
$100.
And last thing from us is Angelique's mom made a bomb ass cake for her birthday.
Okay,
it's like
what
this
flavor?
It's chocolate, just straight. Chocolate. She made like a little sunflower on the top of it.
Okay.
Put some sprinkles and I don't know, chocolate chips to make it look a real sunflower. And I gotta say, we are almost done with that cake. There's like a small piece left, and it's been a day and a half.
So, oh my god.
Yeah, we would just go.
What you gotta
like,
do?
You know, you would go up and you just get like a little small. You know, you get a small piece, but when you do that about 4 or 5 times a day, that'll get it. That'll get it
facts,
gone.
Facts.
So that is my that's my little update, my little coronacation update. How's it been hanging over there on the West Coast?
On the West Coast, the West straight, bro. Just working, chilling, trying to stay motivated in my own home, that has transformed into an essential prison.
Damn.
Since we can't leave, but you know, y'all about to be able to go back out. Boy Brian Kemp unlocking everything.
Yeah, you're right, man. I'm so excited to go to the bowling alley on Friday.
Oh yeah,
that's just essential, bro.
Get them strikes in.
Can't wait
guy.
To put my hands all over where everybody else had their hands on the bowling balls.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. So, just chilling, eating food.
What kind of food?
Surviving, playing games. What are we eating? Like, I made burgers the other day.
Oh, nice.
I made Nashville hot chicken.
You did it. Okay.
That shit It was unhealthy as shit, bro. but it turned out really well, so it was pretty tasty.
Nice.
Binging with Babish recipe was really, you know, I thought I was like, I hate frying shit, so I was like, I don't know about this one, but. Wasn't too bad. Wasn't bad at all, actually. So, yeah, you know, just eating good in the neighborhood. Zazaran. Is that Zazarans? What is it?
Zataran. Good and the Wait, Zatarans? No. There is Zatarans, but I don't think Eating Good in the Neighborhood is their motto.
I got all the brands mixed up, huh?
You might. Hold on, let me do it. Eating Good, and then I could be wrong too.
Zatarans sounds Applebee's. Like a fucking Pokemon.
It's Applebee's.
Applebee's, okay.
I have never heard that. What the fuck? What am I, where have I been?
When you're here in the neighborhood, what is it? Oh, yeah. When you're here, your family or some shit, that's Olive Garden.
That's Olive Garden. Zatarans is just Zatarans. I'm pretty sure they say it, but they say it in like a New Orleans jazz. They go, Zatarans.
Oh,
that's what I think. Oh, my. I don't know anything about Zatarans.
Neither do I. I don't even really eat Zatarans like that. What is Zatarans? Is that a person?
No, it's a food and spice company based in New Orleans, Louisiana, in the United States that makes a large family of products with seasoning and spices that are part of the cultural cuisine and heritage of Louisiana. Is this a one sentence? What?
I know. Wait, first of all, but what is a Zataran?
What is a Zataran?
Is it a family that made the company?
It is a family founded by Emil A. Zataran Sr.
I see.
A merchant and entrepreneur of Basque descent. He had 5 sons. That's crazy.
That's great. 5 sons. Wow. That's crazy, man.
He the original 5 guys.
Five guys. He owns 5 guys, too. All of his sons.
All his sons own 5 guys. That's crazy.
Damn. But, yeah, really just been playing games.
Nice.
Playing games. I did tell you I've been watching Dave, and I've been watching Vinland Saga. Both great.
Nice.
When I tell you, oh, my God, Dave, every episode – he just does some more out-of-pocket shit that just really has me rolling, bro. Episode 3 was like one of the moments where you're like, no. I was just really dying, bro. He was off the goop.
All right, I'm going to have to pick it up, you know. I like the ha-ha funnies, so I think this will for me.
Yeah. Literally, this man still is saying shit that I'm literally, like I literally talk about. The day before he says some shit, I was like, oh my God, I literally talked about that the other day. That's just funny as fuck. But how's the Lost update?
Lost? Middle to end of season 5. So
how many seasons?
There's 6 seasons.
Oh, you're almost done. We're almost done. How you feeling about it?
Heat check. The heat has died off a wee bit. I think it kind of, where we are in the show, I'm kind of like, what was this direction that they took the show? Was it necessary? Technically, yes, but also, like, I think they this is a sci-fi fantasy show almost, I guess.
Yeah.
And they kind of have added, I feel like, too many elements of that, like, you know, sci-fi, like, shit. And I'm like, bro, we could have reined it in on one, like, you know, some type of spiritual entity going on. Then they want to have a bit more science-y type stuff going on. And I'm like, bro, let's pick. Like I wouldn't say let's pick and choose, but it's kind of gotten to a point where I'm like, all right, bro, we're season 5.
Wow.
Or like at the end of season 4 when they kind of like start kick this shit off, I was like, all right, bro, was that necessary? Like, this is what
my
season 5 is gonna be.
Turned.
I mean, I still
the show that has been feeding.
I still enjoy the show, and I really, really want to see how it ends. I hope I don't get to the end and I'm like, bro, fuck this show. I hope that does not happen. But we will see. I think I like most of the characters in the show still, which is like, you know, which is good. I think it has some very odd writing. Like sometimes I'm just like, why did this character just do that, bro? You know, I don't know if it's like a thing that happens in a lot of TV shows. Cause I don't know how many real life shows I've watched in a while, but when when a character has information and they just don't share it with the group. And I'm like, bro, just tell it. Don't look at them and be like, this is some information I got. And then the people are like, bro, tell us. And they're like, I don't know. I'm like, bro, just tell them. These people are about to die. Like, people are, like, lives are at stake here. Everybody's trying to go home. Like, what are you doing? So, I don't know, man.
Okay.
We'll see. I still recommend at least, you know, I still recommend the show. At least for a while. Like, you could probably stop whenever you want. This is like, not just to you. This is just to the crowd, to the folks who are listening at home. Watch Lost, you know, have a little fun if you like that sci-fi type shit. But
nice.
Yeah, we'll see.
I'm interested to see your final thoughts.
Yeah.
Because I know some stuff.
Okay.
I don't know any spoilers or anything, but I remember when the show ended, and I remember general reaction, so I'm interested to hear what your reaction is. But
gotcha.
This is not a lost podcast. This is a video game podcast. What are you playing?
What am I playing, good sir? So, the other day, picked back up on Uncharted 3. We made it a couple mm-hmm. chapters in. You know, I don't know if I'm playing the game right. And let me put do a little bit of explanation behind that. So basically,
I was about to say.
Basically, you know how I've talked in the past, you know, each Uncharted game gets better and better. So I've kind of found right. myself like by the middle of the first Uncharted game, I kind of locked in a mindset of like, look, I don't care about any of these games. I just want to make it to the end of like to get to the fourth game. So that way I can enjoy the fourth game. But now I'm in the third game. I'm like, wait, should I still have that attitude now that I'm like 3/4 of the way through? Like, or should I like dial it back and say, let me enjoy this. So that way when I get to the fourth one, I can enjoy that even more. So it's just kind of a bit of a, like, I don't know, a little balance I'm trying to achieve here of let me get through this. I think I need to even lower the difficulty because I'm playing uh-huh. all the games on easy. There's a lower difficulty mode. It's just like story based, so that way you can just like, you know, just literally just run through everything just so you can get the story aspect of it.
Yeah.
And I think I might bump it down to that, but I kind of wanted the trophies. That was my whole reasoning to get like the easy trophies or whatever. But honestly, do I really care about trophies in Uncharted 3, bro? Like, what the
hell?
Like,
no.
Like, what am I doing? So I might have to. I might bump it down, and we'll see. We'll keep you folks updated when I get through Uncharted 3 and get ready to get started on the game that, you know, people like to talk about a little bit. Uncharted 4 being a good game. Other than that, what else did I play? We played
got into Valorant. Played it only once.
I played one round of Valorant, which is in total 20 rounds.
What?
Yeah. So I can
Are you serious?
Let me explain how this shit works. So basically, I thought it was like, you know, best of something. Like, you know, like best of five, best of seven. Apparently not, bro. It was like, yeah, you just got to do like 11 or 12 rounds on attacking and defending. And I'm like, are we gonna
what?
I was like, at some point, and let me gather my thoughts real quick, because I want to direct this Valorant talk in a certain way. So basically, you know, I booted it up. I was like, all right, I'm ready to play it. I do the tutorial. It's a very straightforward, you know, shooting tutorial. I was like, okay, there's nothing new here. It's kind of weird. I haven't found it in the settings yet, but the aim down sights is on a toggle right now. And I'm like, okay, I don't really care for that. I like to hold the right mouse button. That's going to be important for a little bit later. So I jump into the game. The menus are kind of confusing. I was like, how do I boot up? Like, there's a big ass play button at the top. And I'm like, all right, bet. Let me just hit play. Play does not put you in a game. Play puts you into like a lobby, and then you can like invite your friends, and then you can like, then you have to find like the play button, the actual like let's play the game button, which is on the right hand side of the screen. So I'm like, all right, already kind of an L on the UI design, because I had no idea how to. It took me like 2 minutes just to like get into a game, and I'm like, all right, bro, like League of Legends. Has been around for a long ass time, but they got a big ass play button. You hit play, and then it tells you like, you know. It walks you through. It's very self-explanatory. This was not self-explanatory in Valorant. So I get in, like, you know.
You play CSGO, right?
Yeah, I'm like, I've played CSGO, and that shit is even easier to, like, go through.
Dang, so they said, fuck you. You better have been watching the streams. That's how you got the key. You better know how to play.
Yeah, you better have watched from the moment your streamer booted up his computer, bro. You gotta know. And I'm like, what? Like, what? Why? Why? So I get in the game, right? There's five, you know, four other random people on my team, you know. I didn't expect to win.
Saying the N-word. Normal.
You know, normal stuff. Nah, there was no racism this time, which was a very, very nice and refreshing.
They still weren't caught.
They were still playing caught. They didn't get their keys yet.
Okay, good.
So we get to the hero select screen. You know, I got a handful of people I can select. I pick like a very like soldier looking guy, I guess basic looking soldier man.
Not the black guy.
Not the black guy. I was about to pick the black guy.
Black guy looked clean.
He does look clean with his. He just seemed like a bit too advanced for me at first. I was like, all right, first game. Let me just start with somebody. He's got like a grenade launcher. Boom, easy. So we go in the game. You know, there's just round after round. I'm immediately getting popped like half these times. Then there's this one round, bro. So it's like me and one guy left. It's like, okay, you know, a typical thing. I kid you not, bro. I don't know if what was going on with the, I was like, okay, I either must be lagging or I need to just uninstall the game because I'm aiming at this guy. Right? No. I'm aiming at this guy. I think it had to have been something with the game. We're both aiming at each other. We're both unleashing bullets. We both go through a full clip. No one dies. We're standing, imagine you standing where you are right now in your apartment.
Yeah.
And like go to the next room. That's how close we were to each other. It was not like a far distant, like we were right in front of each other with SMGs. So obviously we should have at least been taking damage. Nobody's taking damage. We both reload and then he just kills me in like two bullets. And I'm like,
what?
So there's obviously a bit of a learning curve when you jump over to Valorant. Obviously, the whole buying mechanic I still am not the most familiar with because I only played a little bit of CS:GO. You know, right in the beginning, you got the buy round. You're trying to pick out your guns that you want to have for the round. Also, you have to buy your abilities. That was the one thing that I was not aware of until about 3-4 rounds, and I was like, where's this grenade launcher that they said I can use? You have to buy like a point each round, basically. If you win the round, I think you get to keep all your gear and you get more money. Mm-hmm. But if you lose a round, you lose all your gear. So you're back to a pistol and you have to buy like shit and your abilities again, which kind of except for your ult. The ult is the only one that doesn't that you don't have to buy. But, takes forever for an ult to load in. Other than that, the game feels good. To play, it wasn't laggy or anything like that. The only thing that I can complain about really is just that the shooting of the game, but I think I can only complain about that because I'm not used to it yet. That's the only reason why I can complain about that. Also, the lack of communication between the team, because it's like nobody wants to hop on the comms because we don't know shit. Nobody knows what's going on. Everybody running to the exact same spot every game. Like, we got two whole we got A and B. Why everybody on both teams going to A every round, bro? It's like, it was like, dude, are we only playing half the map? Like, what's going on? There was one time I had a sniper rifle out. This is my last story. This is the sniper rifle. I toggle, right, to zoom, aim down sights. I'm zoomed in. I start moving, just because I'm trying to, look around a corner. It takes me out of aim down sights. I'm like, okay, what the heck? That's kind of weird. So I keep trying to, toggle it, and I'm sitting here fumbling with the controls trying to, aim down the sight. Somebody comes up and shoots me. Somebody snipes me from the distance. I'm like, bro, do I hold? Like, I was like, I can't. This doesn't make any sense to me. So
I did see a video about Valorant where they were basically saying you're not supposed to move and shoot at the same time. The game heavily punishes you for moving while trying to shoot. Like, your reticle will not be accurate at all. So that might be it.
That could be
it. If you were shooting at the guy and you were strafing back and forth and you guys were both strafing at each other, that might just be it, where it's like apparently it punishes you big time for moving while shooting. You're supposed to stop,
crouch,
shoot, then keep going. Hey, man, you kind of sold me. I'm willing to get a key and be bad with you for.
Yeah, it is. I think if I had like a full squad, that shit would be so. I think it would be really fun. Like, that's. Despite all the shit I've talked about it so far, it would be really fun with playing with like people, because then we could all be cracking jokes, be like, oh dude, you can't believe you missed that shot, dumb shit like that.
Yeah.
Everybody right. So. Hopefully one day you can get a key. Hopefully, I don't know, Jonathan might be able to hop in as well.
Yeah.
But we will see. We'll see how it goes.
I'll try and get a key. On my side, still been playing Final Fantasy VII. Nice. Absolute gorgeous game. Absolute, every chapter, the game gets a lot better. And I'm more than halfway through. I think I still have like 6 chapters left, but... the game basically told me, hey, if you want to finish these side quests, this is going to be your last opportunity to do it. So I think, although I have a lot of the game to finish, I think I'm kind of like at the end act where things are going to start to go down.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm having a great time. I'm loving it a lot. And I know a lot of people are going back to play the original Final Fantasy. Nah, fuck that.
Yeah,
I'm not doing that.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
I think it would be cool to watch the original Final Fantasy and then compare scene to scene. Or like go back and be like, oh shit, that was this, this was this. And you can kind of see how they adapted the first little chunk of the game. I think that's really cool because they really did do some stuff shot for shot, or like they really like put a lot of effort into being true to the original game, which is cool. But I just don't want to play that fucking blocky ass game. No offense to anybody who enjoys Final Fantasy VII Original. But oh my God, I love this game so much, and I really don't want it to end. So I'm definitely taking my time. Starting to fall off Animal Crossing a little bit, but still checking in when I can. Really making the process to upgrade my island and stuff as nice. Slow as possible, because you know there's no rush. They're releasing new content in the following months. We got shrubs and shit, which is perfect. So I'm just gonna wait for that stuff to come out, do a little bit of construction here and there, and you know, not worry too much about it. But yeah, what else? I think that's everything. It's just been Final Fantasy and Animal Crossing for the most part.
So. Nice.
Yeah. I don't think there's not really anything coming out soon, unfortunately. Looking forward to picking up Horizon Zero Dawn when I finish Final Fantasy and start to clean my plate. Might pick up Valorant and actually put some time to that. But I hate spending a month playing a fucking shooting game and then just dropping off because I'm burnt out or whatever, and then getting back on a month later and realizing everybody has already fucking gone through 6 metas and is now way, way, way better than you, and you just don't understand the game at all.
You know, that's what happens in Overwatch. On. Yeah.
But I'm excited to try it out. So before we get into the main topic, which we'll actually come back around to Valorant, next-gen watch, man. Next-gen watch. We got news. We got news. Couple different rumors spreading around. First rumor is that the hardware, or like the Xbox Series X and the PS5 reveal events, are going to be in May. A month before E3, essentially, would have been if it didn't get canceled. People are saying Xbox Series X is supposed to happen early May, and people are throwing around May 5th. I don't know if that value has any credibility or anything. But if it is May 5th, that's 2 weeks away. That would be
so
insane.
Close to that, yeah.
And people are saying that at this reveal event, we would see more Halo Infinite, so we'd actually likely see the actual game. And Fable 4, which, oh my God, Fable is one of those games that isn't talked about too much if you didn't really have a 360 or whatever, but it was one of my favorite games on the 360, hands down. Fable 3 and Fable 2, they were both really awesome. It's basically just an RPG. Are you familiar with Fable at all?
I just know of its existence. I don't really know much about it. I know it's kind of just...
Bro, that shit was
RPG.
Lit, bro. Like, it was just so fun. Like, you could either choose to be a good guy or a bad guy, and you would eventually become the hero and, like, basically be the king of the city. But I can't remember if it was Fable 2 or 3, but there was one where you could literally buy property. You could, like, flirt with townspeople, and then you would eventually get a wife. And you guys, it was like Sims. This is a fucking... RPG game, but it was like a little Sims. Like, I would have a kid, bro, and like you would raise your kid, and like you could just beat up people in the streets, like other townsfolk. The townsfolk would either love you or hate you, and all this stuff. It just felt like such a fun experience. So I'm super excited to see them bringing this back, putting a new spin on it, and all that good stuff. I'm super pumped about that. Also. The other kind of interesting news is Project Lockhart is supposed to be dropping, which is the second Xbox console, which I didn't forget about it, but also nobody was really talking about it. So I was assuming that it just wasn't happening, but now everybody's talking about it again. So they're saying that essentially there's this Project Lockhart console that will come in at around $300, or $400. That is a lot less powerful than the Series X, but still powerful enough to run the next-gen games, just missing a few graphical capabilities like the 4K and the ray tracing and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So Microsoft might have just two consoles dropping at the reveal event, which will be super interesting come holiday for a lot of the people who either don't really want to get an Xbox, or if the PlayStation 5 is sold out and they just want something cheap to get for their kid for Christmas. It'll be interesting how the Lockhart shakes things up. All right. And that's pretty much it. These are all rumors. Keep in mind, like, who knows what the fuck's going to happen. But,
and where are you getting this info from? Because I know you and the boys have been talking about it a little bit recently in the chat.
So there's a couple places. So mainly, like, the most trusted sources are on Twitter. So I follow I can't remember how to pronounce his name, but is Zuge?
I don't know who you're talking about. Zuge EX? I think it's Zuge. Yeah.
I think his name is, because they were talking about Kind of Funny Games the other day, and they said that his name is pronounced like Zuge or something. Something that you would think it's Zuge, but it's not Zuge. It's something else. But okay. He reports on a lot of it. Nibel, Shinobi, 502, I think is the guy's name. They all have like pretty spot on leaks. They're always dropping information. And then other than that, I just go on Reset Era, which is like this, like a pretty popular forum. And it's pretty basic. You just go to the gaming discussion or whatever, and they'll always have like the latest rumors in the top couple threads. And I just kind of pull those up and look through them. Also r/Xbox Series X and r/PS5.
Okay.
Also usually get all the stuff, but I swear there's so many idiots on these subreddits, bro, like asking so many questions where I'm like, bro, what? We don't know the answers to this stuff, bro. They're like, one person was just like, yo, is the Xbox Series X or is the Xbox Series S real? And we're like, we don't know. Who knows? Like, why are you asking us? We're just a bunch of idiots on the internet. Nobody knows this stuff, bro. Like, people are just saying, one person said, I hate Microsoft. they're holding back the competition. It should just be Nintendo versus PlayStation. What? I'm like, what are y'all? I'm like, I literally imagine it's like middle schoolers on Reddit trying to get information about the Xbox Series S or something. I don't, I literally don't know. But it's pretty fucking funny. And I just check there every day and see if there's any rumors coming around that have any credibility, because it's kind of interesting. And I have literally nothing else to do or get excited about in terms of gaming right now, because all the games are pushed back. So, yeah, you know, I'll keep posting in our little Discord if I see anything interesting. And that's where I'm basically finding all this information. But, yeah, that's it for now. And the real topic I wanted to talk about is I wanted to go through and try and rank the top five competitive PC titles. Not just shooters.
Just any competitive.
Not just MOBAs. Any competitive titles. What do we think? And you can make the call here if we want to do this personal top five or what we think are legit, like the best. I guess, how do you think we should do this?
I think we should do both. Personal, what we think are in the video game industry, what have been like, which games have cemented themselves as kind of like the legends of competitive esports, I guess.
Right. Okay. So first things first, I want to go ahead and make a list of all of the games that we think should be included or considered. So just start shouting some stuff out. I'll start typing stuff.
Okay, I'm thinking Dota 2, League of Legends.
Dota 2, League of Legends.
Call of Duty.
Overwatch. Call of Duty. CS:GO.
CS:GO. StarCraft.
Yep. StarCraft.
Hold up. Having a brain fart.
PUBG.
PUBG, yeah. Fortnite. What else do people... Madden.
Madden? We're putting Madden on there. I'll put
Madden on there because I feel like I feel like Madden has a community, you know, like the strong esports community. But
true.
Then again,
2K I'm putting on
2K,
here.
2K, put 2K on there. Smash.
Smash. It's PC. That's a PC.
PC. Oh.
Does that change? Should I take off?
I think Madden might. I don't know if Madden counts.
I'll take off Madden 2K for PC.
Yeah, I don't know. For some reason, I was thinking of a console as well.
Just, okay.
does Halo count?
What else? No,
I wouldn't count Halo. Yeah, no, not Halo. Anybody, any other game? Are there any? We already said League of Legends, yeah.
Yeah, are there any other MOBAs that are, like, huge?
I mean, there was Hero of the Storm, but we don't talk about that.
Rainbow Six Siege.
Yeah, Siege is a good one.
I would say Hearthstone doesn't deserve to be on the list. I want to put Heroes of the Storm on.
I would put Hearthstone just on the list because I think it does have a big competitive scene.
It does. Yeah, actually, why not?
Same with Rocket League.
Rocket League, that's a good one.
Apex.
Oh, there we go.
Let's see. I don't think there's anybody who does Destiny. Just to throw it on there, Smite. Even though I know that's not big one. Bro, don't talk about Smite like that.
You're right.
Don't disrespect, though. I like Smite. I'm going to be honest with you. I think it doesn't get...
I mean, it's straight.
Doesn't get its... it's light.
I mean, Valorant isn't out. So
Valorant's not out yet, but I think that might be it. Good. That might be it for the top.
Okay.
Esports games.
So let's give our personal list last, but let's look through this list here, see what we can take out.
Wait, where's this list? Can I view it?
Yeah. Let me send it over to you. Give me 1 second.
Yeah, no problemo. I'm ready to give them that good rank.
Cause I'm thinking we should take Hearthstone off.
Hearthstone.
We're talking top five, bro. We're talking top five.
Oh yeah, I wasn't considering as a top five contender personally, making the list. Cause hey, there's some other games on here. I'm like, yeah, it's a stretch as well. For the top five.
Can you see? My mouth all the way in the fucking mic. Hold on 1 second. Okay. I was about to say I couldn't get the link. It was lagging, but here it is.
Yes, sir. Okay. All right.
You see the list down here,
I see
right?
The list.
Hearthstone, come on. Hearthstone is...
Bro, what are you coming for Hearthstone so much, bro? Like,
played so much of Hearthstone, bro, and it's just pay to win. But, like, you cannot keep up with the actual game unless you dish out money for each expansion.
See, I didn't do all that, so I didn't even play that much, so I don't know. That's the only reason why I'm including.
Yeah, there was one time, like, I was doing an internship in Austin,
mm-hmm.
and... I didn't have a gaming PC or anything like that. And this was the same time that Overwatch came out. Everybody was playing Overwatch. I had a copy. I won a free copy of Overwatch. Shout out to Dave 2D because he gave me a copy of Overwatch. I couldn't play it, though. I had no machine that could play it. So I literally played Hearthstone because I could play it on my phone. And it was like the only... I can't play this Blizzard game, but I can play this one. So I played a ton of Hearthstone, and I was, like, really into the strats and everything. But, yeah, it's just pay to win, basically. Pay to be competitive.
Mm,
well, pay to compete. PTC.
PTC.
So fuck it.
All right. Well, in that case, sorry, Hearthstone. I'm sure the developers behind it, you guys put in a lot of good work. But also, what the fuck are y'all doing?
Dang, they nickel and diamond.
They nickeling and diamond.
Nicklin and Diamond.
Yeah, go ahead and remove that one.
okay.
So do we still want to do the two lists? Do we want to do one for our, like, personal top five, or do we think, like, the ones that, like, the actual, these are the
let's
top
do the,
five? I think we should do personal.
Let's do the actual.
Oh.
Should we start with personal?
I think we should
I think we should do personal, but I was going to say we start with the definitive list, and then it'll, like, as we talk about the definitive list, it might make it easier for us to just be like, oh, yeah, this is personal.
Okay, that sounds good.
Give me your thoughts on some of these titles as we go down. Do you have, like, a clear, some of these don't belong here? I mean, Smite.
Yeah, Smite. I mean,
Smite got
to
go.
Smite will have to go in terms of the true top five spot.
Right.
Same with Apex. Although it has, you know, its popularity, it's got to go. And I'm thinking about, like, you know, overall, like, the lifetime of, honestly, I'd say over the overall lifetime of the game, not just, like, what is popular right at this moment.
Right, right. I would agree.
Okay, so, yeah, Smite, Apex, and Hearthstone are eliminated from top five. I would even eliminate COD.
Oh, boy. COD.
Okay.
COD,
before we
can we come back?
We'll
to
come
COD?
Back to COD. We'll come back to COD. I would eliminate PUBG.
Yeah, PUBG's gone.
Same with Siege.
Siege. Okay. Yeah.
Leaving us, and same with Rocket League as well, because Rocket League has a strong community, but they are not like the big.
Right.
They're not big, so that leaves us
with seven.
Seven games.
So we got. Just for the viewers here, we have Overwatch, Dota, League of Legends, Call of Duty, CSGO, StarCraft, and Fortnite.
This is a tough one. So.
I mean, if we're talking PC community, I am willing to knock off COD. Because I feel like COD people play COD on PC, but they also have a big following from console players as well.
Right, right.
I wouldn't define COD as the PC, one of the PC juggernauts.
Right.
When looking at these other ones.
Yeah, I would take COD off for that reason as well, yeah. And then that leaves us with six games here that we have in our top five, that are vying for the top five spots. We have Overwatch, Dota 2, League of Legends, Counter-Strike Global Offensive, StarCraft 2, and Fortnite.
Okay. Okay.
See,
I have a thought on which one I want to eliminate, but let me know if you have a thought yet. And I want to say it at the same time and see what we think.
There's two on here that I don't have enough knowledge about. And so it kind of, like, you know, it's kind of a toss up for me, because I'm like, I don't know which of these two is a bigger game.
Is that Dota and StarCraft 2?
No.
Dota and CSGO?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, no. CSGO and StarCraft.
CSGO and StarCraft. Okay.
Yes. But I think I have made my choice.
All right, let's say it at the same time.
Wait. Hold up. Okay, yeah, I think I've made my choice.
All right, we're going to go 3-2-1, say it. Okay.
Got it.
3-2-1.
StarCraft.
All right, get it off here. I mean... I feel like StarCraft just does not have the staying power in today's gaming scene. I could be completely wrong. I'm sure a lot of people are still playing StarCraft.
Yeah.
But when you hear, like, as a gamer who's gaming competitive adjacent, people aren't talking about StarCraft.
Yeah, definitely
not.
Like,
if you're not in that community, I imagine. I know it was huge back in the day, but the rest of the games on this list are still kicking today. Granted, Fortnite is relatively new. Overwatch is relatively new. But they're still kicking pretty hard.
I feel like they've cemented. Oh, if we're.
I mean,
I'm trying to think, you know, the ones who have cemented themselves inside of gaming. Like, you know, they earned a spot.
I'm personally thinking. There could be grounds to replace Overwatch with StarCraft.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, the exact same thing. Wow. Because, like, because obviously Overwatch is a newer game. It's only been around for 4 years now. It has an esports scene, and I think they're pushing hard for it. And it's getting, like, you know, the only reason why I have currently, you know, I kind of let it, you know, have this spot on the list so far is because I know that we're in a time and age where video games are more more popular amongst people. It's earned spots on TV where, like, you can tune in the ESPN late at night or something. You can see you can catch a game of Overwatch, like, and that's just crazy to me. You would never, like, literally 5 years ago, literally before Overwatch, you would never ever see. Well, okay, actually, I won't say that because I think Call of Duty had it sometimes on TV. But if we're not talking about all the, you know, TV exposure and whatnot, I think StarCraft would be a more respected game amongst the gaming community, despite not being talked about
in the scene too much right now. Yeah, I think I'm completely with you. I don't have anything to say. I don't need to rehash what you said. I'm pretty there. I think I want to replace StarCraft with, or replace Overwatch with StarCraft here. We're talking all-time greats.
Yeah, all-time greats.
I don't know if Overwatch would be a strong six, a very, very, very strong six. But I think StarCraft deserves a spot, actually.
I'd put Overwatch at seven, personally, but...
Oh, over.
I'd put Call of Duty above Overwatch.
How long have people been playing Call of Duty on PC? That's true.
Never mind.
I could be wrong. I don't know the answer to that question. Like, I feel like people have started playing Call of Duty on PC pretty recently, but I also don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. So I could be absolutely wrong on that one.
Who knows? Let's rank these boys though.
Yeah. We got our five: Dota, League of Legends, StarCraft 2, CS:GO, Fortnite.
Do we want to kind of have like a criteria of like how we're like ranking these? Like,
nah, fuck it. Let's just go with our gut. Let's just have discussions. Okay. Let's talk about number five and kind of start working our way towards number one. That might be a little easier.
Okay.
So
that's hard for me right now, but we'll see.
Oh, really? So, okay. Tell me where you're at.
You start with your number five, and then I'll...
Okay. Okay. My number five would be... Oh, man. Okay. I guess we do need a criteria.
it's a little difficult.
Okay. Top five competitive PC titles. All right. So let's say... Top five, meaning the game itself is innovative in some way.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So like when the game came out, it impacted the gaming scene in whatever way, you know what I'm saying? I think each game probably has an argument in its own right, but let's say the game itself is unique and actually like a quality product. Popularity.
How many views were they getting when any of the major competitions were happening?
Right. Let's talk about esports in general. So we know all these games have tournaments and all this stuff. Let's talk about from our knowledge, because I don't want to have to research anything or anything like that. To the best of our knowledge, let's talk about the competitive scene and how much we think this game has influenced the discussion of esports and stuff like that.
Okay.
Do you want to add anything else there?
No, I think those three work.
Okay.
I'm ready. Okay. I think I'm ready to
ready
to start it.
I would say my number five would be StarCraft 2.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, I think it's at a disadvantage because I haven't played much StarCraft, but StarCraft 2, from my knowledge, I think it might have been a pioneer in terms of like that genre. I don't even know
it's an RTS. Yeah, so yeah. It definitely wasn't StarCraft 2 wasn't a pioneer because obviously there was StarCraft 1.
StarCraft 1, right, yeah.
But I think it probably added enough to where, which is the reason why it is still popping. To this day.
But is it still like, I don't know anything about StarCraft 2 tournaments. I don't know. No StarCraft 2 players. Primarily because I feel like it's kind of fallen off. And that's, you know, people who may know about StarCraft 2 might be punching the fucking air right now, trying to find my address so they can egg my house. But
they might.
You know, I just don't know. I just don't. People don't talk. This generation doesn't talk about StarCraft 2.
It's 10 years old, man. So, like, obviously, it's...
How old is CSGO?
Well, that's true. That is true.
It's just been around forever. League of Legends.
League of Legends is 10 years old as well.
There you go. Dota, probably older than 10 years, is it not?
I think Dota may have come out the same time, if not right before Dota 2, at least, I'm talking about. It might have come out right before League of Legends. No, it came out after. League of Legends is the oldest game on this list.
If that's the case, StarCraft 2 didn't have much staying power. Can we slot that at 5?
I'll put it at 5. I don't think it had... It did a little bit of innovation, probably in the... I feel like it did some RTS type of... genre. Yeah.
Had to,
or else people wouldn't be still playing it. Because I know people, you know, they're talking... When I've talked to people about StarCraft 2, they're like, oh, yeah, StarCraft 2, you got to get those APMs. And I'm like, bro, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, I don't know what that means.
Something about pylons.
Something about what now?
Pylons,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah, construct those pylons. I'm like, okay, you got it, dude. You construct it. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, man. Sick, bro.
That's sick, bro. I think I also have my number 4 as well.
Give it to me.
I'm going to slap CSGO down there.
Oh, we put CSGO at number 4.
I'm putting CSGO at number 4 because I think it did innovate in the, I guess, then again, I don't know too much about, like, the history of, like, this turn-based shooting game. I guess that's kind of how...
Yeah, I mean, CSGO is the only game that I know that does it. Like, yeah. It does.
Yeah, having, like, those rounds. I mean, I'm sure, like, Call of Duty has game modes like that as well.
Yeah, yeah.
But the way that CSGO does it, it kind of, like, builds around that. That is the most popular mode, I'm pretty sure. I think they really revolutionized that, especially, like, you know, we have this buy phase where you go through and purchase your guns before each round, so that way you have, like, a different... You can have a different variety each round that you play this game. And no two rounds will be the same, I think. And I think they really revolutionized that. Also, I think it came at a time when people were, like I said, once again, also people are trying to start, we're starting to pay more attention to video games. I think it cemented itself into the video game industry as, like, okay, if you play video games, you know of CSGO. Like, if you don't 100%. Play it, you may not know how, like, you may not know how to play it, but you know what it is and what it's, like, about, I guess, if you play video games, through various means. So. And I guess popularity-wise, I just don't think it is at the level as the remaining 3.
Yeah, that's a good point. CSGO is one of the most popular games on the PC. It's definitely influenced gaming in more ways than one. Like, the whole people literally buying gun skins or whatever for real-life money.
And there's
like
a
whole black market on it. You know what I'm saying? There's like, it's crazy. Like, that whole thing is crazy. It's influenced so many games after it, all that stuff. But I'm willing to slot it at 4 as well. Bet. So I don't really have much argument there. So let's put it at 4.
Put it at number 4.
Number 3.
It's getting harder. Each one we move up, it gets harder and harder.
Number 3. And I hope somebody's listening to this shit and just like, why did they decide to do this title when these guys don't know what the fuck they're talking about? Because it's fun, guys.
Yeah, that makes it even more fun. You want me to be some sort of fucker in the games industry talking about, like, I don't know, like the actual numerical values of the popularity and the fan base of of Fortnite? Bro, no, I don't know the number of people.
People are probably like, well, you don't know when X Sniper X actually no-scoped that guy in that one CSGO tournament. It's like, bro,
I didn't see
you're
that.
Right, I don't know.
I didn't see
this
that.
This podcast has no merit at all. Let us just do what the fuck we want. It's a quarantine, bro. Running out of ideas. Damn. I love how I'm yelling at nobody.
Yell at him, Chief. Yell at him.
What's number 3?
Number 3. I think I got my number 3. I am going to have to put Dota 2 in number 3.
Okay. Dang, we're lock and step, guys. Okay. Lock and step. All right,
we're writing step.
I'm putting Dota 2. Yeah, I mean, just when you look at Fortnite and League of Legends, I think they're in their own League of Legends right now. So, got to put Dota at 3. I haven't played a lot of Dota. Mm-hmm. I just know it's a League of Legends ripoff. I'm playing.
You might actually get some eggs to your house tonight. They'll mail.
Please don't.
They'll mail you a bag of poop.
Please don't mail me any poop.
I know there's this one guy back in high school, bro. If he said League of Legends him, bro, he'd get upset. He'd be like, nah, fuck that trash ass. Because he played Dota only. He'd be like, nah, bro, fuck League of Legends, bro. How dare you fucking play that stupid ass game, you fucking piece of shit. I'd be like, whoa, bro, it's just a game.
Oh, nah, bro. And you, what are we doing?
You go up to him and be like, hey, bro, you want to play some League? He'd be like, no. You know, like, he was out of pocket for that. But hopefully he's gotten better with it. I mean, he still plays Dota. You know, so
you still talk to him?
I don't still talk to him, but I know he still plays Dota. I see him. I'm friends with him on Steam, so I'll see him and some other people. And I think the crazy thing about Dota, too, is just, like, how sucked in people get into it. And I think the same also happens with League of Legends, but it's not as easy to see how many hours you play League of Legends as for Dota. Because, like, I swear, let me take a quick 30-second break.
I have no idea what you're saying.
I'm just trying to pull up the hours, the how many people.
What'd you say?
I'm pulling up the hours of the guy who I was telling you about. How much time he spent in Dota.
He still plays Dota?
He still plays Dota to this day.
Hold on. All right, we back. Sorry about the Wi-Fi issues. You know how it is. Quarantine.
Like, we haven't been doing this shit
since way before Rona was out here. But yeah, Dota, you know, kids, I guess, according to your story, kids be getting really into the game. So I guess that's a point in his favor. But nah, come on, guys. We're talking about Fortnite and League of Legends here. So that's why we're going to slot Dota at 3. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about slot number 2, or just figure out what number 1 is, essentially. Because if you know number 1, you know number 2.
You rule number 2. This is going to be probably the toughest thing for me. I'm going to really have to... Can we remind the folks at home and myself, what are our 3 criteria? Because I think it's going to be neck and neck on this.
Our 3 criteria are quality of the game.
Okay.
So just how the game impacted gaming in general. We're talking popularity. And we're talking tournaments and how well we know how the esports scene has played out personally. How much visibility we've gotten to the esports scene.
Okay.
I have my answer.
I have my answer as well. Do we want to go for just say our number 1? Is that how we want to do this?
Yeah, you want to do it at the same time?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Fortnite.
League of Legends.
Whoa.
Wow.
Hold
up. Here we go.
This is I was looking forward to this, to have a little bit of a discussion.
Okay. Oh, man, this is tough. I mean, so from my point of view, League of Legends is the MOBA. Were there MOBAs before? Were there MOBAs after? I don't know. But League of Legends is, for all intents and purposes, has perfected the MOBA game. Like, it's the golden standard is the word I was looking for of mm-hmm. MOBAs. And not even MOBAs, competitive games, you know. As somebody who does not play League at all, I know how big the League tournaments are. I've known about Tyler, whatever the fuck his name was.
Tyler 1.
I've known about all these different people, and I don't play League at all. I don't follow League at all. This information just finds me. Not to mention that the staying power, 10 years.
That's true.
Know, 10 years, and I feel like has not fallen off a beat, which is why I gave League a close number 1. But let me hear you.
Okay, so I really wanted to, you know, look back at some of the criteria. That's kind of mm-hmm. what really broke it apart for me between these two games. I think mm-hmm. You know, the impact that it had on, like, the actual gaming community. Fortnite, you know, it basically ripped off the previous Battle Royale games that had come out. Then it added the aspect of, like, building, where you have, like, you now have a resource man. Like, in addition to your, you know, ammo and gun resources that you have. You now have the resources of, you know, wood, steel, metal, or, you know, wood, steel, and stone, or whatever, that you can use to build structures around yourself for defensive and offensive, like moves that you can make in the game,
which right.
basically took a 2D game mode, made it 3D, and just like completely changed the way that like people even think about playing the game. So I and obviously, you know, at its current point in the game, I feel like, you know, people have gotten way too damn good at it, and I hate all of them.
Facts.
But when it first came out, you know, people like trying to get the hang of it, that really was like a magical time, I'd say, because nobody knew what they were doing, but, you know, everybody was just trying to learn how to play a new type of game, because everybody, you know, or at least the people who were playing Fortnite at the beginning, you know, you may have had, mm-hmm. you know, experience playing those other first-person shooters, those other third-person shooters, those other Battle Royale games, but did you ever have to build in those games? Hell no. Like, there was never, I don't think there were any competitive games where you had to, like, build defensive structures like in the game, unless you're literally playing, I don't know, like StarCraft or something, where you're building, like you're constructing your goddamn pylons and shit like that. So right. That gave Fortnite the edge over League of Legends in that field. I think the popularity, you know, it's tough to say, because Fortnite was able to reach kids, and when you get the kid market, bro,
it's like over.
That's over right there. Like, League of Legends, you know, it may have had like some teenagers, like. People in middle school and below most likely do not know what League, or at least back when it came out, did not know what League of Legends was. They didn't know what the hell like was going on, like, you know, and so they definitely didn't know what was going on like esports wise with League of Legends. I didn't learn about League of Legends till high school myself, and that was probably what, maybe about 3 or 4 years after the game came out. I think League of Legends has bigger tournaments because it has reached more people, and, like, you know, it has had the ability to gain more money and gain more, like, you know, resources to like host those big tournaments, to host it inside of like those big ass stadiums. But Fortnite, bro, they got the kids, Chief. They got Travis mm-hmm. Scott performing concerts.
Yes, they do.
Like,
yes, they do.
Like, sure, League of Legends, I commend them for, you know, their musical, I don't know, ventures that they've made. They had Keke Palmer in there. I was like, okay, cool.
And League of Legends?
They did have, they made, like, it's kind of like a, I don't know if ARG is the right word for it, but they have like characters in the game who have like different personas where they are like a part of a music group. Like, there was one year they did a K-pop group. This last year they did a hip hop group. And then the characters were then voiced by, like, rappers. Or not rappers. Well, some were voiced by rappers, singers, you know, et cetera. Okay. And then they would, like, perform, like, holograms or whatever, performing at the actual League of Legends, like, tournaments and stuff. So that was, you know, that was pretty cool. But
interesting.
But Fortnite, though, they got Travis Scott. So, like, tell me, who's bigger, Travis Scott or Keke Palmer? I'll wait.
Oh, right. Travis Scott, come on now.
Exactly. So that's kind of like my reasoning behind putting Fortnite at that top spot. I think League of Legends definitely deserves, you know, a lot of, like, you know, praise over its 10-year, you know, career so far. But Fortnite kind of swooped in and really stole. Fortnite took it from a capitalist point of view. Fortnite stole the game, I think.
Right. Man, that was a great dissertation you gave
yes.
there. You made good points, and I think that I'm willing to swap Fortnite and League of Legends. I still think just, like, the staying power, the spread that League of Legends has had has been phenomenal. But like you said, I feel like Fortnite popped up overnight, you know. Like, I feel like the scale they're at is comparable to League of Legends, and they've only been around for 2-3 years,
right,
which is unbelievable. Not to believe that, or not also, I know I said PC titles, but Fortnite is everywhere. It's on the phone. It's on all consoles. It's on everything, which means more people have access to it. More people know what Fortnite is. The dances have impacted our social lives. You know, literally, like you said, Travis Scott is in Fortnite. Like, Ninja is a household name for some households, I guess. I don't fucking know. Because of Fortnite. Drake's playing Fortnite. Like, I agree with you. Fortnite, you know, who knows? It might fall off and before its 10-year run is over, and League of Legends will still stand tall. But I'm willing to give Fortnite number one.
Bet. I'm glad I was able to steal it away.
Absolutely. Give it, yeah. And let the kids have something. Let the kids have their Fortnite.
Give to the kids.
So that's the top five, guys. We have Fortnite, League of Legends, Dota, CSGO, StarCraft 2. Let's do, since we're kind of running out of time here, let's do a quick rundown of our personal favorites. I'm just going to do a quick rundown. I'll say my top five would be Rocket League at five, Rainbow Six Siege at Rainbow Six Siege at five, Rocket League at four, League of Legends at three, even though I don't play it. I like the concept of the game a lot. Overwatch at two, Fortnite at one, maybe. That's what I'm going to say.
Okay.
No, wait. I take it back. Fuck it. Call of Duty, Rocket League at five, Call of Duty at four, Overwatch, or League of Legends at three, Overwatch at two, Fortnite at one.
Okay. Let me think real quick. I'm thinking putting Rocket League will go on there.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta put Smite on there just because I like Smite.
Give it its respect.
Give it its respect. Fortnite, I'll put it at number three. Overwatch, okay. Number two, and League of Legends at the top because they have the most of my money. So.
Oh damn! I mean. Let's be real with it.
Gotta keep it real. Gotta keep it a buck.
Okay. Before we head out, we, of course, are going to do our player of the game. Did not forget about that. Going to one person in the gaming Twitter sphere that, you know, tweets a lot of good stuff and does some pretty good stuff for gaming. And today, we're giving it to Jason Schreier, at Jason Schreier on Twitter. Jason Schreier is, it's hard to say his name fast a lot of times, but he is a journalist from Kotaku, who recently quit his job and moved over to Bloomberg. But Jason is known for having like some of the best and hard-hitting pieces in the gaming industry. He talked about like the crunch culture at Naughty Dog, the crunch culture at Riot. His reporting, his articles that he's published have been known to actually cause change in actual development studios and stuff like that. He's great at getting the news. He doesn't really leak, but he's great at getting news to people on, hey, like, if you expect the PS5 to be, you know, producing more than 7 million units, you would expect wrong. Like, he's another one of those reliable sources in the games industry that has a lot of people whispering to him about what's going on. So if you care about gaming news, follow Jason Schreier at Jason Schreier of Bloomberg now. So that's that.
Shout him out.
Arson, you got any last minute notes or words for the people at home? Any tough times?
I made Chex Mix today, folks at home. So
there you go, folks. There you go.
If y'all made Chex Mix to 50 listens, I'll drop the verbal recipe next week.
Oh, you make Chex Mix from scratch? I thought you were saying you like put them in a bowl or something. I don't know why.
No.
I thought you put them in a bowl.
No, I made it from scratch. I mean, I bought, like, you know, Chex cereal and Cheerios and shit like that. But other than that, no. It was made. The sauce, the seasoning. It was me.
Now I got questions. But get us to 50 listens so my questions can be answered.
Yes.
Until then, guys, thank you all for listening to Player Player. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe to us on your podcasting platform of choice. Rate us 5 stars on iTunes and tell your friends about us. If you want updates about future episodes and giveaways, or you want to submit a question to the show, just reach out to us on Twitter at PlayerPlayerPod, or you can find me as The Hoop Man on Twitter, or Arson as LeakyLeak13 on Twitter, and ArsonLockpo on Instagram. Big shout out to my boy Aaron Miller, as always, for the intro music. You can follow him at TheMillerChild on Instagram. And until next time, guys, keep gaming.
Hey, when's the Xbox Series S coming out? Is it real?
It is real. It is real, son.
Thank you.